Hello, everyone, and welcome into Season 2, Episode 1 of the Poor Sports Betting Podcast. We are going to make you some money. Let's get into it.
Hey, ride with me if you ride with me. You can slide with me if you feel like 550 on the 5 stick. You can get high with me. That's a deal, right? That's a deal, right? That's a bet, right? That's a bet, right? That's a deal, right? That's a deal, right? That's a bet, right?
All right, everyone, welcome in Season 2, Episode 1, Poor Sports Betting. I'm your host, Jake Kelly. I am live in studio with my two homies. I got Jeremy Collins to the left, Lee Kuzmich to the right. Say what's up to the people, gentlemen.
Woo! I'm hours away from vacation. I know we just had a two-week break here. I'll be back for the next episode. Don't you worry. But going to see the Leafs win some more games.
Going to see the Leafs in their most crucial part of the season, pretty much, right here.
100%. But Toronto sports teams are doing well with me in attendance right now.
Yeah, but what are the records of Toronto sports teams when you're on the road with them?
In 2020, to be determined.
That's interesting.
New year.
That's interesting. As you know, Season 1, we were very much a betting podcast, but Season 2, we are going to really, really hone in on that that part of the podcast. We're going to be having our bets for the week and for the locks of the day, and we're going to be very engaged on social media trying to get you all of those top-flight bets to win. So, Lee, why don't you talk about that just a little bit more here?
Yeah, so this is going to be a fun season right here. We're going to focus mainly on betting. Everything's going to be around betting, but we're still going to keep the same fun that we had in Season 1. We're going to go ahead and go to better the biggest games of the week each week, where we'll all give our opinions on why you should bet this, why you should bet that. But it's also just going to be the biggest game slash our most confident games, as you'll see tonight. They're not always going to be the marquee matchups, but we're going to make sure we can get you money.
Sure, exactly.
And right. I'm just going to continue to bet against Jake until that trend bucks.
Yeah.
Oh, bucks. Is that a little hint at something I might be coming in?
See, I'll actually try really, really hard this time around. So my record will probably be worse. So if I'm actually trying hard and doing my research, then it's going to be like, oh, well, I'm still not going to win.
Jake's just looking in the wrong places.
I guess so, maybe. Maybe. I got a little anecdote here. I just watched Uncut Gems. If you haven't seen Uncut Gems, go and see it. But it's all about, it's a lot about sports betting and so on.
I love that.
Man, that's a heck of a movie. And
heck of an actor on there, too.
And I'll just give a little, like, it won't be any spoiler, but Adam Sandler's the main character, and he's talking all about, like, he's going and he's trying to get, like, he's betting the over-unders on, like, Kevin Garnett's points and, like, winning the opening tip and so on. Like, stuff like that. So
the
when
props.
You say, yeah, when you say I'm looking in the wrong places, like, maybe I need to be, you know, betting opening tips.
That would be unbelievable if you start betting, like, Celtics tip-off, just, like, needing Taco Fall to be on it.
Beyond the core! Beyond the core! So anyways, but we did take a two-week vacation just to kind of go into Season 2. Full steam ahead, but what have you guys been up to? Jeremy, you said that you were going on vacation or
he's
went
about to
games.
Go on vacation.
Yeah, well, I'm in the middle of a stretch here right now. Thursday, I was lucky enough to go watch the Leafs' best game of the season to date, and I think they like owed me one because, as you guys said earlier on,
you went down to Pittsburgh and you saw one of the worst performances of the year.
Yeah, that was one of the games that probably got Babcock fired. They lost like 7-1 when Kaskasuo was in net, and then I saw them win. Freddie got a shutout. They had like 75% of the expected goals, which was great, and Crosby and Malkin looked pedestrian, which was nice. And then
what happened Saturday?
Sunday.
No, it was Saturday.
Oh, well, I'm skipping over that. Sunday, I was in attendance for the Raptors game, and they had their biggest...
biggest win ever.
Biggest margin of victory in franchise history, and that was incredible. The team played incredible defense. Indiana just didn't have it.
Yeah.
They couldn't have hit water if they fell out of a boat last night.
Well, and I felt bad because you're telling me about the game, and you're kind of like, you know, who's Indiana, really? Like, what, you know, give me the lowdown on them. And I'm like, this will be a good game. Like, this will be a really good game, blah, blah, blah.
They played that back-to-back earlier in the season. They were two close games.
Yeah. And then, I see that the Raptors won by 46, and I couldn't believe it.
Dude, that's one of those games where, like, even when the Raptors were up, you're like, oh, Indiana's got to come back at some point. Like, they're gonna make a run here and just never happen.
So, if you would have said, what game is going to be closer, Indiana-Toronto or the NBA All-Star game? before ever seeing the NBA All-Star game, which one would you have said? I would have said NBA, or I would have said Raptors-Toronto.
Yeah,
Raptors-Indiana,
Raptors
excuse me, yeah.
Would have been more intense.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It would have been, yeah, it would be more intense at least.
But more defense in there.
So, speaking on that NBA All-Star game, I would love to know the line on number of charges drawn.
In an All-Star game?
In an All-Star
Kyle
game.
Kyle Lowry's got to lead the all-time.
So all-time.
So he had two, right?
Yeah.
He had two down the stretch.
In the fourth quarter.
Yeah.
One on Leonard, too, where he's...
Uh-huh.
That was a funny one.
Yeah.
Did you see when they had him mic'd up, and it was Pascal and... Kawhi.
Box and one.
And the guy's like, are you really about to guard me? I was like, yeah, man. Because that was when, like, Kawhi just hit, like, three threes in a row. And, like, which is, you go back to, I know, I guess, it ended up LeBron's team winning. But unless they don't just keep fouling, which was what LeBron's team just started doing, that their picks almost worked out perfectly because you just couldn't stop Giannis's team down low. Because they had every big guy in the world,
yeah.
And at one point in time, it was like Joel Embiid, James Harden was guarding him.
Mm-hmm.
And you're just like, what's your game plan?
Well, no, that was the entire Giannis said, yeah, we're just going to continue to attack Harden.
But I didn't get it because then on the final play, Anthony Davis is just being guarded by Kyle Lowry.
Well,
it's like, what's going on?
I think
there?
It was on a switch or something. Yeah. They had to.
That just can't be switched. That's because you got to work through that one because Kyle Lowry just tried to football tackle.
Well, he did. He did. He dragged him down.
But like, a game like that to end on free throws is almost criminal.
No, I don't know. What did you guys think of the target score?
I liked it.
I like the idea of the target score. I agree with Lee. No ending on a free throw. You foul, take it out of bounds.
Yeah.
Take it at the top. You know, like ending on a free throw, or at least you have to win by two. Win by two, no cap.
Anthony Davis has to shoot a three-pointer to win at that point in time.
Like, the shot-making in the NBA is unbelievable. It's not like anyone's, you know... It'll be fine. Like, that will happen. So,
over hitting that game. It's like, what, the sixth time in 7 years?
That it hit the over?
Yeah. It's almost like a free bet to do.
You could have calculated the over at the end of the third quarter. Like the maximum score it's going to get to.
Yeah, but then at that point in time, at that point, you're hoping that one team, like, runs away with it. You take the under, and then it was so close.
Yeah, it was interesting. Did you see other sports adopting this to try and fix their...
Well, in the NHL, like, you have...
Your three-on-three
I've heard some talk, people are saying, this will probably never happen, but do this in overtime for the NBA. Do this in overtime.
If you're tied,
first one to 10.
Have this for mid-season tournament that they've been talking about for how many months now?
Oh, I see.
So that'd be a different... game. I think that'd make people more interested.
Yeah.
More gimmicky.
I like that All-Star game is actually fun to watch. Like, I can't watch the NHL All-Star game just because, like, they keep trying to make it more entertaining each year by, like, trying to get the players to try more. And it just doesn't happen. Like, you don't see defense still, right?
Like, I thought the NHL All-Star game was one of the better ones. Like, it's better than the Pro Bowl. I think it's probably better than baseball's.
Well, baseball is just depending on what you want to see, right?
Sure.
Right.
The NHL has always been built more for the host city and to, like, celebrate their history in hockey. Mm-hmm. And it's for the kids. I remember when I was in elementary school, like, 8, 9 years old, and I wanted to see Ginland and Crosby play together, not in the Olympics or whoever at the time, right? Like, see Lindros play with whoever.
Because
you didn't get to see it all the time. You didn't get to see them, like, East versus West as often.
Mm-hmm.
And you got to see them all in the same rink at one time. So it's, like, mainly for the kids because you all had your favorite player, whether it was Jagr, Lemieux, whoever.
Speaking about hockey and moving towards... So today was the NHL trade deadline. What moves do we think move the line? The line, yes.
Well, Hutchinson isn't playing any games for the Leafs anymore,
the Leafs odds should have skyrocketed.
Yeah, so...
But in reality...
We all have opened the Odd Shark odds to make or miss the playoffs in 2019, 2020. So what we'll do right here is we'll each take two teams. One can be a team that was already in the playoffs and one that you think maybe was outside coming in.
I just want to each talk about two teams. Like, in...
Okay, yeah, let's do that. Jerry, it looks like you had one ready to go. So, or are you good?
I'm just going to keep going with Carolina. Carolina was the winner of the deadline. They did very well. Their odds to make the playoffs right now are minus 240, so you got to bet $240 to win 100. I think they made two great moves on defense. I was a little bit surprised they didn't go out and get a goaltender. I'm not going to dive any more deeper into that topic for right now. They did really well. A team that I was kind of surprised that they messed up. You can bet $100 right now on the Florida Panthers to miss the playoffs, and you return plus 210.
Wow.
And they sold. They got rid of Vincent Trocheck. He's their second best center. And
you didn't like Eric Holla coming back?
I'm not a big Holla guy.
You know, I can't believe Rob Brendamore must have heard that audio of the game on Saturday where he's like, hey, you can give up 10 and it's not going to matter. Rob Brendamore is like, hey, all those games matter. You're gone. I'm now going to trade you to Florida.
Yeah.
I like that bet, though. And I would agree with that, to bet Florida to miss the playoffs, because when you sell like that, they didn't really bring anything that makes your team better.
No.
Right? So that's a good place to go where if you want to get it right now, where there's a lot of value there too, right? So that's good. Jake, you ready to go on that one?
Well, I just, the one, of course, I'm a Leafs fan, but the Leafs, they're, so to make the playoffs is minus 135 to miss, like plus 115.
It's Florida or Toronto.
I kind of like the miss.
So you think, but then who comes in on that third spot? Because everybody else down below kind of sold there, too.
So if you want to guarantee yourself some money, and say you
Buffalo
have
a, didn't sell.
Buffalo, they're so far back.
They're just in a window where they just can't sell, though.
If you want to guarantee yourself to make money, go bet Toronto and Florida both to miss the playoffs, because one of those teams is getting it.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
So, so that's plus 115 and plus 210.
Yeah, and you can make money either way.
Yeah, you would make money either way, but it's a hell of a hedge.
Yeah.
Yeah, the only way, and like there is the off chance where like Buffalo just goes on a crazy run and just screws you. I know they are far back, and
they're not that far back. They're 6 points back.
6 games back of two teams.
6 points.
6 points back of two teams. Right? I know it's not crazy to think of that, but it's like you need two teams at that point to also lose. Right?
Toronto has also one of the easier schedules down the stretch.
Yeah, but they're also, like you've called them, the Philadelphia 76ers of the NHL.
That was off pod. That was me and Jake. Wow. After midnight. Wow. And I said they're the 76ers because they're very talented, but unpredictable, to put it nicely.
Do you have another one there, Jake, or is that where you're bowing out?
I'll probably bow out there. I'm going to look a little bit closer here. But
if something comes to you, then... So I'm going to take... I'm going to take my team as well. They had a quiet deadline. They have a lot of games in hand, and it's still plus, right? Like, you're still getting money on 100, right? I'm going to take the Nashville Predators to make the playoffs. I just think there's too many teams in the West. I think, like, the cream of the crop will rise, and I think Nashville's going to get there just on the fact that they also have a bunch of games in hand. Because right now the Jets are ahead of them.
Homer.
Yeah. Okay, so we didn't say that when Jake just talked right there.
In all fairness, I said that I think Toronto's not going to make the playoffs.
I just don't think the money's there for you to bet that they won't. I just think Nashville will be in the playoffs, and you can get a little bit of a bargain there. And then the team that I wasn't so thrilled with was, I guess, it sucks how they even took Detroit out of here. Imagine taking Detroit to miss the playoffs, even though they're already out. What do you guys think about the Rangers? The Rangers stayed?
They were really boring.
They were really boring. But right now, you could bet the Rangers to make the playoffs at plus 600, and they didn't sell. They stayed put, and they're hot.
I think Jake has the standings up right now.
Yeah.
Where are they in the Metro?
In the Metro, they are, again, this is at time of pod. Sorry.
They are seventh. I'm looking at it.
Seventh?
Yeah.
But here's the big thing. Look at their last 10 games. They're 8-2.
8-2.
But their goalie just went down, not Hank, the other guy.
Yeah, I know. They almost don't want Hank back.
Yeah. Hank's there.
No, that's what I mean. Yeah. Like they'd rather have the other guy right now.
Igor.
Who they've been streaking with. All I'm saying is that you could maybe find a plus 600.
I like that Rangers plus 600.
Right? At 8-2. You know, you got to make
it. You guys are off your rocker.
We might be off the record. We're looking for value plays here. We're not looking for we're not being boring here and saying take Tampa Bay to make the playoffs. Don't worry about that. That type of thing, right?
Of course
they are. Yeah. We're gonna give you guys some value plays that hey, maybe we even sprinkle a little bit of money on.
What about Arizona? They got Arizona here to miss the playoffs at +210.
I think they actually might miss the playoffs.
And as of right now they're not in the playoffs, are they? As of right now, they're second.
That division's
they're
awful.
Second in the wild card.
Yeah.
So as of right now, but Winnipeg's a point behind them. Nashville's 2 points.
And they've also played 65 games to the Sharks. Okay, sorry. I don't know why I said the Sharks, though. To the Preds, 68.
If Lee's taking the Preds to make the playoffs, I think his better bet would be to take Arizona to miss the playoffs.
Yeah, that's good. So I guess all in all here, we have two good ones that we're going to recommend to you.
Mm-hmm.
I think we can all agree on the Coyotes to miss the playoffs. We all do like.
Yes.
Yep. For value.
For value.
Yeah. And we love, because we think there's not really a way you can lose yourself the money, is you take both the Leafs and the Panthers to miss the playoffs.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
I'm all in on Florida missing the playoffs.
Yeah. So if you guys want to do that, look at that. And it's not like you guys got to wait too long for that money to come back. I know that's the big problem with future bets.
Well, if you have unlimited bankroll, it's finally.
Yeah, and that's what we have here at Poor Sports. We have unlimited bankroll, totally. Yeah, for sure. But I think that's a good spot to leave it for this first segment.
I think so, yeah. And when we come back, what will we have our bets of the week?
We're going to have our bets of the week where we're going to break it down. We're going to give you guys some winners.
Let's do it.
All right, let's do it.
Boom.
Welcome to the new segment called Poor Sports Beat of the Week. Instead of doing our locks where we would do like we normally did, we're going to instead highlight a bad beat of the week that you're going to be able to see on Insta at poor_sports. This week's bad beat comes in college basketball, where NC State blew out number 6 Duke 88-66. Coming into this game, Duke was a 6.5-point favorite, and they were blown out right from the start. If you had bet Duke there was not one chance ever that you were ever going to win that bet, and you couldn't even hedge yourself because it just kept getting worse. We'll have a quick highlight pack of that on our Instagram and Twitter. This has been the first Poor Sports Beat of the Week. Welcome back to the second segment and our first ever edition of the Bets of the Week, where we're going to take six. I think we actually might have seven, but I think we're all parlaying the last one together. Bets of the Week, where we're going to be confident in making sure we can get you guys money. We're going to break this off, and how it's going to go down is we're going to start on Tuesday, which would be the day you're listening to this podcast. So if you're listening
or not,
but if you're listening to it on Tuesday, make sure you head over to your betting app right now and put some money down, because we're going to have some winners for you. And if not, follow along. We got one pretty much for every day of the week. Are you guys ready?
I'm ready to go whenever you are.
Let's go.
All
right. So our first game is going to come from the NBA. We have the Milwaukee Bucks, who are now, it's official, 49-8 because they beat Washington.
Yeah, they did. Yeah.
So they are now 49-8. And 33-23 against the spread, and they're rolling into Scotiabank Arena tomorrow to face the Toronto Raptors at 42-15, 33-24 against the spread, and Milwaukee is opening up as a 2-point favorite. So let's hear what you guys think on this game right now.
So this is an absolutely massive game. I'm looking at this from the home versus away point of view. Toronto 23-7 at home. Milwaukee 23-5 on the road. So it's two heavyweights here. But I like the home court matchup. And Toronto's won 17 of their last 18.
And they're also not coming off a back to back like Milwaukee is.
Correct. Exactly. So you know, this is about as close to a pick 'em as you can get. It's going to be how big of a game does Giannis have? Probably.
Toronto's found answers against Milwaukee before, too, obviously, hinting back to the playoffs. Obviously, there's a huge piece missing.
Mm-hmm. You know, there's not really, like, neither of them are on heavy winning streaks or anything like that. However, like I said, Toronto, 17 of 18.
They're coming off their biggest win, right? Like, again, on Sunday.
Yeah, against Indiana. So they're rolling.
Yeah.
Like, Toronto's rolling right now. And I think it's very fair to say that these are the two best teams in the league right now.
And it's been a long time since the Eastern Conference has been able to say that.
Yes.
Been a long time. Okay, Jared, what do you think? So as of right now, you have Toronto plus two. You're taking the points with Toronto.
Yeah.
So just be like, when I went to the game yesterday and I was in attendance, I was doing a whole bunch of reading.
Just showing that off to everybody.
On what the Raptors were. I was in the 300s. It wasn't too crazy. I was doing a bunch of reading, and like over the last 2 years, the Raptors bleed corner threes. They give them up at like one of the highest rates of all time. They don't fall as much as they should. So analytics hasn't really found what the Raptors are doing, because they're not your classic closeout defense on three. They're doing something different that hasn't been found yet, which is super interesting. That being said, if you've listened to Nick Nurse's post-game, like, post-conferences after, it's very interesting what he's been saying about Pascal Siakam and what they're going to need from him down the stretch. They know they're a good team. They're going to win 60 games.
Can you guys believe that they're over under percent at 500 earlier in the year? And that's told you guys just to hammer that.
Yeah,
if you followed us on that one, you're welcome, because that was easy.
So Siakam, they're wanting to see him take another step.
Yeah.
They want him to be the closer.
Yeah.
They want him to be the guy they can consistently hand the ball off to in the fourth quarter.
So does he do it?
And
where
he
are you
goes
going?
And makes this is called suspense building there, Lee.
Oh, I know. You have me. You have me on the edge of the seat right now.
I do not think the Raptors do it. I would take the Bucks plus two.
Minus two.
Minus two, sorry.
Yep.
The Bucks minus two.
Which you really can't argue. You're arguing against a team with single digit losses. Right, coming in, and they have a great road record, obviously. I love both your points, and you guys both were it was pretty much a who could convince me. And Jared spent the entire time pumping up the Raptors and just like, by the way, I'm taking the Bucks. So I'm actually going to now, I was going to do the Bucks because I thought you were going to take the Raptors, but now I'm back on the Raptors. I'm going to take the points with the Raptors at plus two. So that leaves Jake and I both taking the Raptors plus two. JR going with the away home favorite with Milwaukee.
I wasn't pumping up the Raptors.
I was just
unaware. I don't know why. Like, we haven't seen what Siakam's going to do down the stretch to the extent Nurse wants to see him do it.
Okay.
Yeah. And we don't know why the Raptors are so good at giving up the corner three, but them not going in.
Yeah.
The rims must be bent.
That's the only reason why I can think of it. All right, we're going to move on to the last game of the night tomorrow. This is a one that Jake definitely won on there, and I think he's got a big... This could maybe be where his lock comes in, but we have the Sacramento Kings, 5.5-point favorites, traveling to San Francisco to face the Golden State Warriors, who are 5.5-point dogs. Jake, I just want to hear right away. You wanted this on our slate? Let's hear why.
Mm-hmm. Well, let's talk some numbers here.
I love numbers.
12-45. 0-17.
These aren't great numbers.
These aren't good numbers.
27.
Oh, is 0-17 how much I strike out at the bar?
Oh.
Buddy, 0-17, that would be nice to you. That would be nice to you.
That would also just be nightly, not like it's been a long time.
Here's another number. 32. Here's another number. 6. So, first one, 12-45.
That's Golden State record.
Golden State record.
I'll kick in there, 27-29-1 against the spread, which also isn't the best.
Fair.
So keep going with your numbers, though. Keep rolling.
0-17. That's Andrew Wiggins' last 17 games.
Oh, man.
Dating back to when he was with Minnesota.
Jordan, baby.
He lost 12 straight, and now he's lost 5 straight with Golden State because,
that's our Canadian.
As we all know, Andrew Wiggins sucks.
You don't
sucks.
Think about our Canadian brother like that.
Andrew Wiggins will be lucky if he's the 5th best player on that team next year. Andrew Wiggins sucks.
I don't know if I agree with that statement, but I digress.
32.
Yep.
That's the number of games back Golden State is. 32. And 6. That's their losing streak right now. They've lost 6.
Okay.
Now, don't get me wrong. Sacramento's not fantastic. 23-33, whatever.
28-27 against the spread.
Golden State doesn't care right now. They, at their last practice, they had 6 guys because Klay, Draymond, and Steph were all at Kobe's
can't service really, can't and whatever. Really fault them, though.
I'm not faulting them for that, but that's not. It's not like they're coming in rolling.
It's also like all three of those guys are hurt, though. All right, so
Steph's not hurt.
Here's my thing. I'm going to get this out of the way right now. You said all those numbers. I am taking Golden State plus 5.5 as the home dog just because of one stat you said. Andrew Wiggins is 0-17 in his last 17 games. I live and die in betting, and that's maybe why I'm not the best at it on the do meter. Andrew Wiggins is so due to win a game. He is so due to win a game. I think Sacramento, you named how far back they are. Sacramento is also not like they're close to the playoffs really all that much either at 23 and 33. So I think this is a game where I don't know if either one of them really all that care about it. So I'm gonna ride with a home team with the points.
Lee's the guy who, when the roulette wheel hits black 17 times in a row,
he's gonna hit. He's gonna go for red.
Yeah, red's due.
The thing is that he's probably out of money because he was due, he was betting on red at the 10th time and the 11th time, and because it's gonna hit.
And then I would go get money for the ATM, miss the 13th, 14th, and then still be on at 16th throughout. Yeah, you're totally right.
I'm betting the trend here. I'm betting against Andrew Wiggins because betting against Andrew Wiggins in the past has just seemed to work pretty well. Yeah. Pretty well on everything.
Over-under is at 229. That might not be a bad show to go over there. I don't know if you're going to see a lot of defense in that game.
I just don't know how much shot-making you'll see either.
Yeah, that's kind of where I was at. I think Sacramento's the Cleveland Browns of the NBA.
Where is this going?
Can't get it out of its own way.
Okay.
Yeah.
And I think Golden State, they've been a dynasty for the last few years. Mm-hmm. I think they know it's tank season.
Oh, yeah, they know.
Yeah.
Steph Curry is healthy. They're just holding him out so they can lose more games and then get a top five draft pick.
Yeah.
Who is
the number one this year, really?
I don't know.
It's a big guy, right?
It's the guy that got kicked out.
It's impossible. It's impossible to say. It always is to project
this
early.
There's no Andrew Wiggins in this draft.
Thank God.
Okay, so you're riding with who?
I'm going to ride Sacramento to win the game. They just beat the Clippers.
Yep.
They beat Memphis.
Yep. This makes me want to bet Golden State more.
Golden State, I think they're just going to throw the game as hard as they can. And they're going to consistently do that throughout the season.
They're going to take the points.
Yeah, Wiggins might have a couple good nights. He might put up 25, 30 points. They're going to lose.
That's what he does. Yeah. That's what Andrew Wiggins' teams do. He'll get you 23 points. He'll take 25 shots to do it. He's not going to play any defense. He's not going to run the floor.
Let's talk about a conversation Jake and I had off pod.
Okay.
I said Andrew Wiggins is DeMar DeRozan.
Oh, and I almost ripped my hair out when he said that.
And he said, that's so disrespectful.
That is.
I said, but you're like, he's Andrew Wiggins is what, 24?
Okay.
DeMar DeRozan wasn't half the player Andrew Wiggins was at 24.
That's so disrespectful.
Yeah, how dare you say that.
I digress.
Okay, well, we're going to move on. We're going to move to a different sport. And on Wednesday, the Champions League is back for its second week. We're going to take the biggest storyline team right now in the news. And even if you don't follow soccer, you've been knowing what this team's been up to just because with the whole Astros thing, everything like that. Everybody's been saying this is how you do it. I'm talking about Man City. Man City is traveling to the Bernabeu to face Real Madrid in the Champions League. Now, let me give you some odds on this one. So if you were to bet Man City to win in a win-draw-win system, right, where there's three options. Mm-hmm. If you were to bet Man City to win, a dollar would get you $2.40 back.
Mm-hmm.
Right? If you were to bet Real Madrid to win at home, they are a dog. A dollar gets you $2.70 back. And if you want to be the risk taker and bet a draw, they're going to split. They're going to share the game. It's going to be 3.60. So you're going to a dollar to get back 3.60.
Sounds like pretty much a pick 'em.
Yeah, exactly. Because these teams are so evenly matched.
Mm-hmm.
Now, here's my big thing, and I'm going to lead us off this one because I feel like soccer maybe I lean a little heavier on between you guys. I think Man City is on the biggest FU tear for the rest of this season because they don't like this ruling. They said they don't care about this money that we're good no matter what is going to be my thing. Why, Jerry? Am I stealing what you're saying?
No, like I get that, and that's like a good way to go. I don't know if Real Madrid cares.
Yeah, no, and I totally get that. And I think just Man City, looking at the two teams, is a better team than Real Madrid. If you look at player for player there, I think they probably have one of the best players in the world outside of Messi, Ronaldo, mm-hmm. with Kevin De Bruyne, right? Mm-hmm. And I feel like that's not really up for much of a debate. So I think they're going to come in here, and I think it's going to be close. If you could bet, and you can bet, both teams to score, I would say do that, because I think both teams will find the back of the net. I'm going to take Man City to win this game, and I would, if I had to guess the score, it would be 2-1 Man City.
Interesting.
So right. So I'm not as big of a soccer fan, but I have a friend, listener of the podcast, Derek Heineman, that was showing me highlights tonight. The guy you were saying, Kevin
De Bruyne?
Yeah.
Yep.
And he's like positionless almost, right?
Yeah, he plays all over the place.
And it's incredible. And some of the things he does is very, very, very interesting. Are Hazard and Aguero both healthy?
Aguero will be healthy. Hazard is not healthy for Real Madrid, which is big.
Yeah, so I was looking at this, and I looked at some numbers.
By the way, I'm already really proud of you, Jared. What a step this has come from the start of this podcast, when you didn't almost recognize it even as a sport.
That's hilarious.
I'm picking 1-1.
So you're going to go draw?
I'm going to go draw.
Right? That's where you earn the most
money,
right?
That's where you get the money, yeah.
Yeah, and for the people that hate betting draws, like myself, because they do happen.
And it's the first leg.
The best thing you can do, if you just want to pick a winner, that's all you care about is a winner, every betting site has a draw no bet option. And I can't stress that enough. Where if it draws, you get your money back, so you can pick your best side ever. Mm-hmm. And odds will be about 1.85 each way because it's so close to a pick 'em. But we're talking here win, draw, win, because that's where most of the money comes from. Okay, Jake, we left you for last here. What do you think?
So I have a couple points here. Let me just find my – here we go. So – Madrid has scored in each of their last 22 home games in knockout stages of the Champions League.
Okay. I like that's a good
start.
There
we go. 22-0, yeah. Right? What did we just talk about with Wiggins? Right?
Well, no, they're, that's not them.
To score.
That's not them winning because they definitely have lost.
I never said that. Right?
Yep.
So I think that they find a way in Europe. They tend to always. However, I'm gonna change it up a little bit here. On I have Bet365 up right now.
Yep.
You can do Real Madrid or draw. $1 gets you back 88 cents.
Okay.
So Real Madrid or draw.
Yep.
They're at home. I don't know. I could see a draw here.
You have three very different answers here.
You hedge your bet pretty good. So I like the Real Madrid or draw option. I think you cover your bases, like I said.
Yep. Yeah, and that's not a bad bet, even a little bit, where you cover your base. So you're saying Man City's not going to travel to Madrid and come away with a win?
That's correct.
Okay.
And I don't think that's outlandish to say.
I don't think so.
In the first leg, right?
Yep.
Knockout stages?
I agree. And honestly, between all three of us, I think we all had good reasons to pick what our bets were.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So we're going to move on. We're going to move on to the game. Jeremy Collins is going to be in attendance at this game. The biggest game you can really say of the Leafs season and the Panthers season, really. It's going to be the Leafs at Florida. That's on Thursday, which is the 27th. And it's a pick 'em. It's a pick 'em mm-hmm. as of right now. Obviously, the odds could adjust just based on the trade. Yeah,
yes.
But we're going to talk to it as a pick 'em because honestly, in hockey, any team can win at any point.
Yeah, so I think Florida moving Trocheck out of this really helps this pick. I think that is huge for the Leafs. The Leafs, like, their main strength is their top two center depth. Like, Sasha Barkov's phenomenal. However, behind him now, you got Holla, who's best suited for a third line center winger.
Agreed.
He's going to have to go up against John Tavares or Austin Matthews. Bobrovsky's been a sieve this year. He's been awful. And, well, I'm in attendance, and I'm 2-0 in the last two games for the... And this is like a little bit betting with the heart, which you really shouldn't do.
I'm the worst for that. Don't worry. I'm right there with you. I can't tell you how many times I've taken Butler men's basketball this year for them to screw me over just because I like them.
The Leafs are going to go off. They're going to win.
They know they're playing for their season. In all honesty, so you're obviously taking the Leafs here. You're going to be there. And I'm not even a Leafs fan, but I just know how much this game means for one team, and I don't think it means as much for the Panthers. I think, obviously, they would like to win and everything like that, but if the Panthers miss out in the playoffs barely, still an improvement.
And mm-hmm. I'll take Leafs minus 1.5.
Ooh. Mm. So you maybe an empty netter at the end there? Yeah, you think not, it's
Okay. I don't have to say that, Lee.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, but I'm just saying, like, that's. I think it's going to be a very close game just because of the home ice right there, which I guess is going to be a home game for the Leafs, which would be my guess, like it most of the time is. I'm also going to take the Leafs, and I would probably take the over in goals if it was six or below. I don't know where it's going to be, but I would take – I think there's going to be
goals. It'll be at six.
Yeah. So I would like the over. I don't know what it is now, and we're not going to have it on our sheets or anything like that. But if you're listening and you see it at six or below, I'd take the little over there. I think there's going to be goals. And I think Jerry's right. I think the Leafs are going to know how much this game means. And I don't know what, I don't even think it's crazy to think the Leafs might get the over or at least push me.
Ooh, I like that.
Ooh. Yeah, I'm gonna take the Leafs.
So clean sweep. This is our first clean sweep.
Like you said, the Panthers just sold off. I don't know. You guys pretty much gave all the reasons. You know,
that's what happens when you go third, right?
Yeah, it's a pick 'em. You know, I could say Florida, but no, I think the Leafs will do it. But
okay,
I digress.
Yeah, that does it for that one. So now we're gonna move to Saturday. We got our final three on Saturday. We're gonna start off with my little bit of specialty here before we get into Jer's little bit of specialty. Mine is big game in the SEC on Saturday. We have number 15 Auburn, who are 4.5-point dogs traveling to Kentucky, number eight in the country there. What I'm going to say here is home court this year has been crazy. Like it's been on a different level in the NCAA than it ever has been. These two teams played earlier in the year, and in that one, Auburn won by about
75-66.
Yeah, exactly. So I'm going to go. So here's the big fact for me and why I'm going to roll with Kentucky here with the points at 4.5. They're 15-1 at home. And does anybody know who their loss is actually to?
15-1 at home?
Yeah, no their idea. Loss is to Evansville. It was at the real start of the season. It was the big upset of the year. Wow. And since then, they've toned it down, and they've been winning there ever since. So I think this is going to be a big game. I think this is where Kentucky's going to claim the SEC as their own.
Sorry, Kentucky's minus or plus 4.5?
Kentucky is minus 4.5. And plus, Auburn's 4-4 on the road. They have a couple bad road losses. They just recently lost to Georgia at home, or like Georgia being home by, I think, about 10 there. So I'm going to roll with Kentucky being at home here. They're the best defensive team, I think, in the country. So that's my specialty. That's actually where I know we're going back to our locks and stuff like that. So that's going to be my lock. So I'm going to lock that in and a new system that we are introducing this year, and I guess it's a good time to introduce it now.
Sure.
Is we are going to start, just so you guys can know how much we feel how confident we are in our bets, we're going to give ourselves $100 that we're putting into account. And when we say lock, we're going to let you know how much of our $100 that we are going to bet on this, on the bets right here. So my lock, for instance, I'm betting Kentucky minus 4.5, and I'm going to put $15 on my $100 on this, so it's nothing crazy. So that's what my lock is going to be on for $15, and you'll see how that works on our Instagram, poor_sports1 on Instagram. And do you guys at this point in time, because we did kind of forget about it till right now, want to go back to the games that we had talked about and put your locks in?
Nope.
You're good waiting on the last game, and are you going to go back up?
Yeah, my lock is Sacramento.
Sacramento, and how much are you going to put down on that one?
I'll put the spread worries me a bit,
yep.
So I'm not going to be super aggressive. I'll say 5.
Okay, perfect. Okay, so that's my brief thing. You guys can now talk about Auburn and Kentucky. That's my lock. Soon, sure. We'll get a soundboard soon where we can get maybe like a key lock. You know what I mean? That might be for
I want a vault.
Next week.
It's not just a key. It's or a vault.
I like that. You'll see a cool sound effect with next week's one. But all right, go ahead, guys. Sorry, hogged it too long.
So we got Kentucky and Auburn, and yeah, it's Lee's specialty that he likes college sports. But I was looking at the schedule, and yeah, Auburn's already beat Kentucky, and I know it was in Auburn. I think that's going to be in Kentucky's head a little bit, and Auburn had the successful plan to beat them, and the 4.5 points. I find is a bit much when they beat LSU 79-76, and then Ole Miss, they only beat by 5 points. I don't think Ole Miss is a great team.
You're right.
So I think the 4.5 points is a little bit rich for my blood. I'm going to go Auburn to cover.
You're
going to
take the points. Yeah.
Auburn
gonna,
plus
yeah.
points.
I'm also taking Auburn to cover the points. I think Samir Dowdy's going to have a huge game.
Ooh.
He's their leading scorer. He averages 16.5. I think in a game like this, that's when the big-time players show up, or you know, you hope they do at least.
A lot of players love playing on the road, too. You love getting that crowd to be quiet. Especially, so a guy like that, and he's not a freshman. He's back from last year. Mm-hmm. So he's just going to be – I bet you he's probably licking his lips to be playing there.
Totally. I think that it'll be a good game, and I think it'll come down to the last couple of possessions. But, yeah, I'm taking Auburn. I'm taking Auburn to cover.
Yeah, and once again – these are all games where you can argue the other way and it can totally be convincing because they are these big of games. The only reason why I like the 4.5 is because when you get in a foul trouble, it could be a 3-point game. Auburn goes to tie, misses it, they foul. All of a sudden, it's 5, you win, right? Mm-hmm. That's the only thing with basketball compared to, I guess, hockey's the same with empty netters, et cetera, right? Okay, so we're going to go to our very last one. And I'm going to let Jer intro this one in here because Jer's got a little bit more specialty in the MMA than me. I do like betting it, but I'm pretty much your pay-per-view better would be the way I describe myself with an MMA.
You like your main events, Lee.
Yeah, exactly.
And that's fair, and I will peel back the curtain a little bit here. I did want to bet XFL.
Okay. Lines weren't out yet?
Yeah, the lines.
A little early.
A little early for in the
Stay
week
Stay tuned
for
Thursday for a surprise on the XFL. We have a plan for the XFL.
So we have two women's UFC matches coming up, fight night, Saturday night, I believe. And it's Megan Anderson. She's taking on DeMont Viana.
Yep.
And Megan Anderson's a 1.4. So what would that be? Minus?
I'm not good. I put decimal just because that's the easiest one I understand when I was getting the odds. Yeah. So just a dollar gets you 40 cents.
Yeah. Minus 140.
Yeah. So her and that. Yeah, I guess you're right.
It's not very hard,
smart.
Guys. You just
move
the decimal.
No, I don't know. This guy. Something about this guy.
And then Felicia Spencer's fighting Dos Santos as well, and she's a heavy, heavy favorite. I like to parlay those together. I believe it gets like 1.55 or something like that.
Yep.
And they are both very, very good fighters. And Lee was, before we got on the pod, was saying, this girl's fighting an up-and-comer, right? The 4-0 girl? Which one was that?
That was Norma Dumont Viana, who hasn't fought in 3 years, I think, now.
Yeah, so we were a little rusty after 2 weeks.
Yeah, that's fair.
Mm. 3 years?
But you could also say she's fresh. Right? Like, you know what I mean?
And say a lot of stuff.
Yeah, that's fair. Go ahead, keep going.
So, Jake, who are your three pillars in female mixed martial arts since you've been...
And I'm not a huge, like, mixed martial arts person, but I would, you know, I feel like anyone can say Ronda Rousey, Cyborg, and Holly Holm.
Yeah, Holly Holm's the one right now. Chris Cyborg, she's kind of...
I think Cyborg's the number one. I think Cyborg's, like, she's a freak.
So Spencer, she's lost to Cyborg. Unanimous decision.
Yeah.
She went the whole round, the whole way of Cyborg.
Which is crazy, just because if you watch... Look up Cyborg highlights, and she just... dominates people.
Murders girls.
Yeah, I didn't want to say that, but you said it, right? And that's what I agree with.
I'm pumped for Spencer because she's looked great against everyone she's fought. And she's even beat Megan Anderson. She won that. She's a submission specialist. Mm-hmm. So if you want to be a little riskier, you can take it by submission. I'm not. This is going to be my lock. And I'll put a quarter of my bankroll on it.
Ooh.
To parlay them together.
See, this is the thing. If anybody knows Jeremy personally, when he bets,
the amounts he puts up
there, but it makes you want to follow him. Like, he's already putting a quarter of his bankroll, which he could already be down. Like, when our graphic comes out, you're either going to be in the red if you lose, or you're going to be in the green there. Jared's head could be pretty far down if he loses right off the bat here. So that makes
or pretty far.
Yeah. Oh, I guess it'd be decent because you get about, what, 50? Yeah, okay, I get what you mean.
And then Megan Anderson, she's lost to Holly Holm, again, via unanimous decision. These girls have both shown that they had the potential to be some of the best MMA fighters in the world for their weight.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm looking forward to watching it Saturday. I'll be flying back home, and then I'll be able to catch it.
Sweet.
Okay, quickly on that, I think both Jake and I can agree that we're also going to ride with Jer on that one, just because...
100%.
Right? He made the convincing argument there. The only way I can see that, I can see Norma winning that fight is via submission herself, because that's what she's considered to be as well. But it's going to bite me in the butt, but that Zara DeSantos girl doesn't look like she even almost belongs in the ring with Felicia Spencer. That's my two honest opinions on that.
That sounds like I want to go and bet Dos Santos now. Because if she's getting
a I want you to 550? Bet her, then I feel even more confident about my bet.
550?
So are you value. Saying that? Are you saying that? Are you going to commit to that right here?
I'm not. It's not like it's going to be my lock or anything.
Yeah,
but
it's going to be up on the Are you doing it?
No.
No. Yeah, you're a big chicken. That's what you are. I bet with Andrew Wiggins.
Yeah.
All right. So I think we did pretty good there,
buddy. We did a great job as always. So, and that is season 2, episode 1 in the books. Well done. Bet with us. You're going to make that money.
Follow
Thanks
us
for
on
listening.
Social media.
Follow us on social media. Instagram at @poor_sports. Twitter at @poorsports1. And away we go from there.
And if you want to see Jeremy in a Speedo, follow my handle, my personal handle. I'm kidding. I wouldn't do that to you guys.
But he might.
All right. Season 2, episode 1, Poor Sports, in the books. Ciao.
Poor Sports.
He keeps leaving you for dead. I don't know what you've been waiting for. So you've got your love locked up instead. But something better's waiting at your door.